Joining us is the former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security for the Obama administration from 2013 to 2017, Jay Johnson. Thanks for giving us some time today, Mr. Secretary.
Doug, thanks for having me. First, let me say on the top that I, and I know other New Jersey residents, those in the New York, New Jersey area, appreciate you and the other members of the staff of WBGO for staying at the controls of this ship during a very challenging time. We take comfort from continuity and stability in these challenging times, and you and WBGO are definitely providing that through your news and through your music, so thanks for that.
Secretary is a member of the WBGO Board of Trustees. Why did you decide to join WBGO's board?
I've been listening to WBGO for over 20 years, and I'm a avid supporter of WBGO, a huge fan, and I believe in the mission of the radio station. And so when I was asked to join the board of directors, I couldn't say no. I serve on the board of several not-for-profits, and this is one that I truly believe in and am a big fan of, so I couldn't say no, and I'm happy to join, happy to be part of it.
So, Mr. Secretary, first, how are you personally dealing with the coronavirus pandemic? What's been going through your mind?
A number of things. As a private citizen, I'm following the directions of our leaders. I'm staying at home. I haven't been to my office in New York City for over 2 weeks, engaging in social distancing and doing what our leaders expect of us. It's up to members of the public to engage in the behavior that will ultimately turn the corner on this crisis. So as a private citizen, I've been following the direction of our leaders. As a former government official and as the former Secretary of Homeland Security, I've tried to lend my voice publicly to those who've had, you know, the experience of being in difficult moments like this in government. And I watch and listen to what is happening and try to provide public recommendations where I can. And obviously, from the perspective of the former Secretary of Homeland Security, I'm very, very concerned about the American people, about those of us here in the tri-state area where the pandemic has hit us the most, and am hoping and praying that we will get through this, and I believe we will soon.
Are you seeing some progress in flattening the curve? I know it varies from state to state.
Well, of course, as you know, just here in New Jersey, New York, we are probably close to half, if not half, of all the cases in the entire United States. So this has become ground zero for the COVID-19 crisis. We are looking forward to flattening the curve, and just in the last day or two, the governor of New York has indicated that we are seeing a slowing of the pace of the spread of the virus. It may be too early to say this is a pattern, but we have seen a slowing, and hopefully that represents a flattening of the curve. Now, it's important to stress that even if the spread of the virus begins to slow, we have to continue, and I want to stress this as much as I can, we have to continue to engage in social distancing, social isolation, until we're at a point where the virus is spread slow enough that we can return to some form of a new normal. The virus will still be out there, even when we begin the downslope on that curve. The virus will not disappear. And so for a period of time, for a period of weeks, even after we begin to flatten the curve, we're probably going to need to stay in some form of quarantine.
Mr. Secretary, can you give us some insight into what actually the Homeland Security Department is thinking about right now and strategizing? Because I know you've mentioned it's much like a terrorist attack.
The Department of Homeland Security should have a central role in dealing with this crisis at the federal level. And FEMA, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security, should be at the center of DHS's efforts. The role of the federal government in a circumstance like this is regulating our international borders and surging resources surging resources to the communities that need them most. Ventilators, PPE, test kits, and the like. I'm concerned that we're in a bidding war between states and between states and even the federal government for things like ventilators. FEMA should be marshaling ventilators nationwide to ensure that they go to the communities like New York, like New Jersey, that need them most. And after we're through the thick of the crisis, then we'll be in a position to see that the ventilators go to other states that may be hitting their own peak at some point in the future. But FEMA's principal role in this, and the thing they do best in any disaster, is marshaling and deploying resources. And so I hope that the government, the president, is making full use of FEMA's attributes at this moment.
I've heard you tell NPR last month that the pandemic was always one of the top priorities for any administration, but how prepared could any country, including the U.S., really be with so many unknowns, especially with COVID-19?
Without a doubt, this is an unprecedented, once-in-a-century crisis, a nationwide crisis. You don't see anything like this very often, and we probably, hopefully, won't see it again in our lifetime. So you can never be fully prepared for something like this. But after the Ebola virus experience in 2014, those of us in Homeland Security have known that a lethal pandemic like this is one of the top three or four threats that the United States needs to be concerned about and prepared for. And here we are.
Any advice you would have for President Trump's administration, state officials in both New Jersey and New York, as well as all of us?
My advice to the president at the national level is make sure you're making full use of FEMA and its resources to deploy equipment, ventilators, PPE, test kits to the communities that need them most. On the state level, there's no one-size-fits-all solution to social distancing. It depends upon the particular communities, the demographics, the density, the workforce. But my advice to those at the state level is we are not through this. The coast is not clear. We're still very much in the thick of this thing, and do what is the most aggressive thing in terms of social distancing that is suitable for your state and your community.
We saw so many heroic efforts during 9/11, and we're seeing it now with the first responders, with healthcare professionals. Obviously, that can't surprise you about this country, but it's unbelievable the stories that are coming out.
It is unbelievable the sacrifice, the sleepless nights, the hard work, and the dedication of our first responders, particularly our healthcare community. They are doing an heroic job. I think we ought to have a big ticker tape parade for them in New York. If we still have ticker tape anymore, we ought to throw them a big parade when this thing is all over, because our docs, our medics, our nurses, our technicians deserve a big round of applause for working overtime to address this crisis. They are the heroes of this crisis, along with our law enforcement, our firefighters, our first responders, and it's reflected in the numbers. The percentages of those who've tested positive is exceptionally high right now, and so they're doing this at their own peril, at their own sacrifice. So they're our heroes, without a doubt.
Just one last question for you, because I know you're very busy right now. When it comes to thinking about when you were dealing with the Ebola virus you were talking about, how many times have you relived that in your mind, and what have you learned about that maybe has given you a different kind of insight into this?
First responses in response to a threat like this, first responses are not always the best response. Sometimes a more informed, deliberate response to a crisis like this is the better response. When you're dealing with the spread of a lethal virus, fear, anxiety can take over, can take control. This thing spread so rapidly, no one very few people could have predicted the full extent to which this has gripped the nation. And from 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we learned that the fear and anxiety can spread as fast as the virus, and the public looks to its leaders for clear, steady leadership. They don't expect us to have all the answers, but they do expect us to lead the way and provide clear guidance on how to navigate through this.
Most people do know that you're a lawyer, but as the former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, what are you doing right now?
I am practicing law from home, my day job, and I spend as much time as I can in interviews like this, talking to the public, encouraging all of us to stay calm, be concerned. Be concerned for your family, your loved ones, your friends, your coworkers, but stay calm, do what your leaders tell you to do, and we will get through this. It may be a month, it may be a couple of months, but we will get through this.
Former U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson. Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for giving us time here on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you, and thanks again to you and everybody else at BGO for the great work.